professor booted for political view. Yeah, I've got a communist to kicking you out. Eric, upset with everything. Neil and others, I want to get to them. But this Mike Adams thing is so important. We'll see what happens. I feel like I could talk for 10 hours on air, but at the same time, I don't want to subject people to my being bummed out. Mike Adams, I want to get back into the torture bracelets and the taser bracelets and all the rest of it. And, you know, this is so they don't even have to manhandle you. They just sit there and deliver the electroshocks. They already have ruled police can taser you to make you answer questions, even though there's a Fifth Amendment. It's torture. They call it pain compliance. How do you deal sometimes? Because it doesn't happen to me a lot, but sometimes I get overloaded with the news and how real it is, and then the frustration of other people not understanding it. And I get, it's not really depressed. It's a nastiness. It's a just, I don't know how to describe it. Do you ever have that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. It can be overload. I tell you, the cure that I've discovered is to get off the computer, go out in nature. And I know you do the same thing there. You go out and swim and you go out and jog. That's what keeps me sane. If I can't go hiking, if I can't go, you know, hang out with some of the interesting animals we have out on our ranch, then I would go crazy just covering the insanity that is real. We have to have these strategies to deal with it because, well, and then there's also the issue of the frustration, like you said, of others not understanding how real this is, how imminent this tyranny has become, how close we are to going over not just
the
fiscal.
Well, it's going on all the time, too. It's just we've been normalized to already a crazy level of tyranny. It's just that now it's accelerating, and it's like, man, I want off this train now.
Yeah, I hear you. But I do think that adaptogenic nutrition is what keeps us going. If we were eating junk food diets and not having the nutritional supplementation that you promote, that I promote, and others, we would already have given in and
but I'm not exactly, but I'm not as healthy as you. I'm trying to get healthy. Every time I eat crud, I feel it the next day, and that may have been what happened. I can't eat the meats on pizzas anymore. I try to be healthy, but then I fall back. You know, that's why I've lost 40 pounds, though. I was really fat. I still am a little bit, but I've lost most of it. But I ate a mainline pizza last night, and I think there was probably nitrates or MSG or something in there, and that's probably part of it. Actually, nitrites. Now that you say it, I think it's MSG, man. It makes me, like, just – I get a hangover from it.
MSG is killer, but I hear you. I've been working so hard, too. Look, I've put on about 15 pounds in the last year, and I've got to recommit to taking that off and getting back to the level of fitness I was at. It's a compromise. I feel guilty going jogging because I feel like I could write another article that could wake up a few more people.
I do, too. That's the thing. If I try to take off just 3 days, it's very restorative, but I'm, like, guilty the whole time about what's going on.
I feel the same thing. But yeah, I'll be happy to fill in for you, you know, or whatever, if you need a break. And I'm trying to balance my own time, too. But we're in a war, man.
You've launched 100 different things. It's amazing watching you. It's such a blessing having you here close to us, Mike. And, folks, I'm not kissing his butt here. It's just so good to know there's good people out there. Oh, it's so good.
Because it's good to be in Texas.
I know it is. It's good. You fit in well here. No, but, I mean, it's good to know there's other people that really know what's going on. I mean, doesn't it feel good to you, like, when you look at other people that are fighting tyranny, they're like superheroes to you? Mike, you're like a superhero to me.
Well, that's the way I feel walking through your office looking at your staff. You know, looking at Aaron and Rob Dew and Badandi and his report that he just did. It's like an office building full of superheroes in the fight for liberty. I feel humbled when I walk in your office, frankly, just because of what you guys are doing. I'm just happy to be contributing to it.
Yeah, well, I try to do the best job I can. But look, we can only do the best job we can. Yeah, I'll talk to you when we go to break. You're welcome to come in here. You want 1 day or 2 days next week? Of course, I feel great by then. I feel great right now. I feel like I could literally stomp 20 people on the ground. It's a problem.
Well, it's hard for me to do back-to-back days, but I can do 1 day at a time with you.
Yeah, come in 1 day next week. Well, what day you want? We'll announce it right now.
Oh, whatever works for you, man. I can be flexible.
Do what, brother? What's Thursday? Okay, yeah. No, let's do Tuesday, Mike.
All right, Tuesday it is.
All right, line it up, brother. Line it up. All right, folks. No, I'm just like, nah. All right, Mike Adams, God bless you. NaturalNews.com. It's got the loving taser torture bracelet garbage there for you. Stay with us. We'll be back. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214, 866-716-5214, afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina: if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trust.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this 12th day of December 2012. It is Wednesday, and we are going to be joined by a researcher and a Syrian known as Syrian Girl. And she's been talking to us over the last year about our government here in the United States and European governments via NATO launching al-Qaeda operations in Libya and now Syria. Now, thanks to McClatchy newspapers and then the Drudge Report, in the last week, this has been forced out into the news. Very exciting information. Because if we don't get this information out, they're going to be able to overthrow country after country and put jihadists into them, and then use the jihadists as a threat against the West. And the government can use that pretext to take our basic liberties and our basic freedoms. So that is coming up in about 30 minutes here on the broadcast today. Again, there is so much important news that it makes my head spin. We're also going to be premiering a news report that we have compiled here where we were able to hack a drone. Now, this is obviously very, very important because everything in this society is going to automation. Automated Google cars on the highways, automated jumbo jets flying people around the world. That's already begun in England and Australia. And it just shows how this stuff can be taken over. And then the government's answer is to bring more government control, basically let them have overrides and all electronics and machinery so that the, quote, terrorist can't get control. But we know who really runs the government, and that is the terrorist. Also, something that only made local news, we've checked, and so we're breaking it nationally and internationally right now. Media ignores bombing of Social Security building. Alleged terrorist helped U.S. in uprising against Saddam Hussein. This has black ops written all over it. The Oklahoma City building attack clearly had some Iraqis involved at certain levels of it. That even came out in local news, who Clinton had brought into the country. That even made the L.A. Times and the Washington Times back in 1995, 1996. And Paul Watson links to some of those articles and reports in some of the previous reports he's done on Oklahoma City and the film that I'm in that's excellent that we sell, A Noble Lie, at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, that said, just to finish up with the Syria situation ahead of that guest joining us, I didn't really finish my point, which I tend to do. I jump from issue to issue. But we started hammering this on the Libya front and then on the Syria front that the West was using al-Qaeda. We really do get the credit for getting the journalist on, like Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, who actually traveled to Libya under bombardment, and people like former NSA officer on the show, Wayne Madsen, who also traveled over there to Syria as well, so did Tarpley, under fire in the case of Tarpley in Syria. This goes back 20 months ago we first started reporting it. So we can say we've been proven right yet again, and now it is all over the news. The New York Times on Sunday, ABC News today. But if you've got to give final credit to forcing this out there, it is Matt Drudge and DrudgeReport.com. And it is a bold move. And I would also say dangerous at certain levels because the system did not want this out. We knew in Switzerland a year and a half ago where we had our reporters covering Bilderberg from our sources inside via multiple moles. I'll just leave it at that. That it was brought up in the official meeting that they were very upset that the BBC and even LA Times had picked up the fact that al-Qaeda was the main force being used in Libya. And that they talked about the alternative press and said, they're the ones pushing this out there. We want this shut down. And it was also a topic with heads of state at the Bilderberg group meeting in June of this year in Chantilly, Virginia. So this is a big deal. Because let me explain something. If the fact that Western governments ran al-Qaeda, created al-Qaeda in 79, used them against the Russians, used them against the Serbs in the 90s, used them to at least take the blame and the cover for 9-11 as a pretext to attack all these countries that had nothing to do with it, like Iraq, and take our liberties. If the myth of al-Qaeda dies, their whole New World Order police state takeover dies. That's why they're trying to segue 11 years later and saying, we're done with al-Qaeda. They're not the threat. It's the gun owners. It's the conservatives. It's the libertarians. It's the returning veterans. You know, that was classified 5 years ago, leaked 4 years ago to us. Highly restricted, not classified at the time we got it. Of course, we'd already reverse engineered it and told you from the training that that was already going on a decade ago, but They use Al-Qaeda as the simulant to get you to give up your rights as the cover story of the enemy. Then they remove that curtain, and there is the real object of the globalist takeover, us, the American people, the people of Europe, the people of the once wealthy Western societies of the Renaissance and of the Enlightenment and of the Magna Carta and of the flower of the human revolution at the time, the 1776 Declaration of Independence and America. So here's the headlines. Obama moves to undercut Assad but warns of extremist ties to Al-Qaeda. And they're now actually saying we've got to take over Syria. We told you this would happen. Because Al-Qaeda is there. Yes, we've got to attack because Al-Qaeda might use gas. And then they know the general public, Assad, Al-Qaeda, sounds the same. Can't find Syria on a map. Most people I talk to think the Middle East is in Central Asia. They think Afghanistan is the Middle East. I mean, it's just Assad is now Al-Qaeda. Our criminal government has been launching a 21-month attack, blowing up police stations, but just mass killing. And this is now going on. So it's finally all over the news, and we're going to be breaking that down. I recorded the police this morning, the state police, when I was pulled over with my son, who I take to work about 2 days a week with me now. He's homeschooled and he's learning TV editing and everything because he wants to do it. It's his idea over the objections of his mother. So we kind of compromised. That's why we're not releasing his name or anything yet. But he's very talented, very smart. Every parent says that, but my son is particularly immersed in. I mean, he reads college level text on history now because that's what he likes. He also likes comic books, but he is a chip off the old block and then some. But he's with me this morning, and every day on the certain such a highway, there are state police and Austin police, and it's 65. It goes from 50 to 65, and I have to constantly, and you can't use cruise control because there's people coming on the highway, slowing down, speeding up. And I think at my core, I was mad and a little bit argumentative or preachy is the word to the state police trooper because of the fact that you can work as hard as you can. They will still give you a ticket every few years going down a hill or getting on a highway where you got to speed up to get on it. I mean, they know where to get where people are coming down a big hill. They now give you tickets 5 miles over the speed limit or going up a hill. And you're white glove inspected. That's a West Point term of you coming with a white glove to find any dirt under any surfaces. And then you get demerits and get in trouble. We are white glove inspected. So this guy pulls me over. Up on the big overpass, so I've got to get off, and I pull over, and he comes over, and he obviously knows who I am. He's looking at me, and he starts asking, is this really your address, and stuff like that. And I'm like, look, I'm not answering your 20 questions. I'm not the one here that's under suspicion. You work for an illegitimate government that ships in the narcotics. I go, I know you're ordered to let the illegal aliens go for drunk driving and no insurance and speeding. And he goes, and this is after I chewed him out. He goes, no, I know it's true. I don't like it. You don't like it, you know it's true. I mean, every cop I talk to admits this all over the country. And that's what's so ridiculous about this. It's not that I don't want a ticket. It's that the government ships the drugs in. They're putting microphones and cameras up in streetlights all over the country. The NSA spies on us without warrants. And I said, you know, the Texas Youth Commission, you know, has giant child rape rings that make Sandusky look like a choir boy. And his eyes get bigger and bigger, and he's like, But I go, but I want my ticket and give it to me, okay? And so I went through all this because I said just in case you get pleasure off your little hunting instinct, hunting people, and I know you've got. Oh, by the way, the police are always saying they don't have quotas. That's a complete lie that's come out in court cases. You don't get promoted and you don't get raises and you don't get bonuses if you don't write tickets, okay? It's revenue generation. And by the way, no amount of money will ever prop the country up. It's designed to collapse. And I told him that. And I said, enjoy your sodium fluoride. I said, be sure and give your kids vaccines so they'll die because I know you love the system. And the cop's like, he was looking at me like, well, I haven't done anything. That's the point. We're all under attack. You don't arrest illegal aliens. If you do, they're released, and you get demoted. And the cop, I couldn't believe it. The state trooper's like, yeah, I know. I don't like it. I mean, my point is, it's not that I don't want out of a ticket. It's that I am the mark, and my taxes go up enough, and I drive to work hundreds of times a year and never speed so I don't get the ticket. And they still got me one day because my son's sitting there talking to me and my wife's calling on the phone and I'm sitting there driving and went, you know, 8 miles over the speed limit. And it's sick. It's sick. I'm going to finish up with this story when we get back. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, CEO of Stainout Swab's Teeth Whitening System. With the holidays coming up, yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. I know it can get frustrating spending $40, $50, or $60 to whiten your teeth, only to find them getting yellow again after 4 weeks. The problem is, bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but it doesn't actually clean the stains off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. I'd like you to try Stainout Swabs. Stainout Swabs removes the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. And the best part is, Stainout Swabs works in 5 minutes. Just swab your teeth, and they're whiter. Stainout Swabs works on natural teeth, caps, crowns, and veneers. Call for your risk-free supply. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193. Try Stainout Swabs risk-free. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193.
Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. knees.
Yeah, that's what's frustrating, is that I'm driving to work,
got the blues about,
and I'm thinking about the New World Order.
Got the blues about,
and how all over the country they're putting cameras and microphones in streetlights listening to us. They're admitting that they're listening to us over our phones without warrants, over our television sets. It's beyond 1984. I've got more news reports, because I'm reading this news before I drive into work, about forced inoculations all over the country. It's felonies every time the government does it. I was thinking about just how the march of evil is everywhere and how they're about to bring the estate tax up to 80%. That'll get rid of most family farms. They're raising property tax everywhere. They will destroy this country. I mean, that's not rhetoric. And I was actually thinking about how they're using illegal aliens to bankrupt the country, because they get free kidneys, free health care, free housing, all the perks that citizens don't even get, to have an incentive to bring in massive third world populations, and how just illegitimate the whole thing is. And I get pulled over. And the guy comes up and he starts his little investigation thing. And I just said, that's not it. I'm not talking to you. You're illegitimate. Give me your ticket for revenue generation. And I said, you'll never see your pension fund, and you're going to be poor, and your whole family is going to live in squalor. Just remember that, okay? Because this is the train we're on, okay? Totally illegitimate. The government sticking their hands down our pants to fly when the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. The government staged 9/11, okay? The criminals that run our country staged it, okay? They blew up Building 7 in front of everybody and had the police say, get back, they're blowing it up. And then said, we never said that. Okay, they announced it fell an hour before it fell on TV. Just like they announced Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK before he was even arrested. All in the foreign news, because they got their time zones off. Or his name was even, I mean, it's all staged. And I'm sick of it. And I'm tired of it. And I'm tired. We've got to divorce ourselves from this system. And we've got to say, you're illegitimate and you're criminal. That's the only hope we've got. And I'm up here risking my life to do this. And, you know, I got to be honest. About once a year I get pulled over by the state police. And they're usually, well, you were so nice, I'm going to give you a warning. My son, and I have it recorded after the cop leaves, he goes, man, you were never like that. He's been in the car with me four or five times we've been pulled over. And I said, I'm just sick of it. And he goes, well, Daddy, are you mad because of the ticket? And I said, no. What, $100 or something? No, that's not what I'm mad about. I said, I'm mad. He goes, I understand you're mad because it's hypocritical. And I go, that's right. It's a double standard. I am the lowest form of garbage to the government. I am seen as a big, fat milk cow for these vampires to suck off of. And their answer is, well, we're keeping law and order. No, you're not. You're out there revenue generating. Our state is illegally handing the roads over, and it's illegal, federal and state law. There's a state laws against it. They're still doing it. Red light cameras are against the law, been thrown out of court. They're still going in. The foreign companies running our toll roads and taking over existing roads, illegal. They're doing it. I've been there at the state house hearings. All of it's illegal. I've had enough. Listen, I pulled up at my office because an alarm was going off, and I was eating dinner nearby. No, that was another time the cops came over here. My IT guy was over here because the server was down. That's what it was. And I pulled up, and the police had him out and said, well, we saw him turn into this office park, so we thought it was suspicious. And his driver's license had expired. We're taking him to jail. I said, you can do that? And they go, we arrest people for no seatbelts now. You know, it's all this maximum enforcement. And I said, if he was an illegal alien, you'd let him go, wouldn't you? He goes, yep, the judges just let him go, so we're told to. And I had like four cops. They were all, by the way, all listeners. Oh, I heard your show last week. That was real good. I'm retiring next week. You heard about my rock band, such and such. And I'm sitting there, but you're taking him to jail. Well, that's just what we do. So they even selectively, which is illegal under common law, enforce, admit it to you. I got the cop today, the state trooper, on tape. And you know, I was so in his face. I'm like, I want that ticket. Give it to me. I knew he wasn't going to let me not have the ticket. I go, I want it. I want to do the wrong thing, abuse the citizen, let the illegal aliens go. And he did it. And, of course, he got all that once he was asking, is this your proper address? Well, what are you doing? Where are you going? None of that. You're the one under suspicion, George Washington said. You're the government. I don't trust you. I don't trust you. And I'm sure, and they hire these Dudley Do-Right state police guys. You tell the guy was probably out of Iraq 2 years ago. You could sit in there, you could tell exactly who I was, but he still did his duty to pin the American scum to the wall, to nail me down while the Texas Youth Commission...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Got a business that you didn't build, that somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Briefly here, finishing up, I will air the audio. We've got so many special reports, like six or seven of them in the queue that are being finished right now, that it probably won't even air this week. But it's about 9 minutes of audio with myself schooling the state trooper, who's like, well, why, you know, basically didn't say a word, but the, you know, the body language is, why are you being mean to me? And I was not being mean to him. I am sick of it, and I am fed up with it. And I'm tired of it. The government is illegitimate and spies on me without warrants. The state of Texas is a criminal operation at the top. Compared to some states, it's nothing. And there's just all sorts of government lawlessness going on. And the police and the feds will come up and say, you can't videotape them on the street and threaten you with arrest. It's all color of law garbage. And they're jacking up our taxes. people think, you know, we got low taxes. Well, I guess compared to some other states, but they're going up on every front. And I'm treated like garbage. And every police officer I've talked to, I've seen articles in the news where the feds all over the country, this has been going on for a decade, will not, when they arrest a van with 15 legal aliens with liquor, marijuana, you name it, they don't even arrest them now because the feds won't come pick them up. And the judges, collectively as a group of criminals, give them $5 fines. In fact, I had one of the main prosecutors in Travis County come to my office. I'm not going to say names, but it's one of the prosecutors. And they wanted me to do this whole investigative behind-the-scenes report. I'm too busy. I already know this. And they said the Travis County judges and the Austin judges give them, what I already heard, $5 fines for DWI. If the cops arrest them, see, and then meanwhile, this guy is going to give me a ticket for 8 miles over the speed limit. And I sat there at first and just said, here's your stuff. Until he started going, is this your drive? Or is this where you really live? And I went, oh, we're starting the criminal investigation garbage here where you're going to try to milk something out of me. I go, you know who I am. The guy looks at me with body language. Yeah. Okay, let's start right now. You opened up that can of worms, buddy boy. And the thing is, I'm not just sitting there telling that state trooper something there to make myself feel big. I'm sick at my stomach. I've got to debate my wife every week about escaping this country. I've had to sign my kids on to go down with this country. It makes me sick. It's all going to go down. I start telling about the re-education camps. He had eyes like saucers. Hey, state trooper, they're setting them up. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act. The Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Write it down. Investigate it. Instead of writing tickets all day so you can get promoted and get a bigger bass boat. Why don't you go find out about all the rest of it? Why don't you find out about the army manuals for re-education camps? Why don't you find out about the police at the higher levels being trained that they're going to arrest patriots in this country when this country goes completely communist with a fascist group on top of it? You see, this is life and death. This is, and I resent the whole stinking system because it's a fraud and it's illegitimate. It's simple. If they didn't arrest, let's say, illegal aliens for murder, which they pretty much don't now. They just let them do whatever they want most of the time. So that railway killer could kill dozens and get away with it and not ever get in trouble, be released over and over again. So let's use that as an analogy. And then I commit a murder, and they go, well, we know Pedro here committed a murder, but we're going to let him go, but you're going to go to jail. It's the same thing. And it's not that I don't want a ticket for going 8 miles over the speed limit. You know, I had my insurance right there in the glove compartment. I gave him an old one on purpose because I knew he had it on his computer whether I had insurance or not. And I knew when I got in his face, he'd wrongfully, with his computer system, still give me the ticket. So he did the wrong thing. I got him to do the wrong thing. Now you got to deal with God, cop. You understand that? I'm the one that ran that situation. I'm the one that played you like a fiddle, you little robot, because you were picked because you're a robot by the system. And I don't like robots. Anyway, excuse me. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. See, people need to understand this is real, this broadcast, okay? This isn't an act up here. I'm sick of it. I need to settle down, though. Just for 15 years, all the new manufactured televisions have microphones inside of them. The cable boxes, everything. They're listening to you. They're tracking you. And now they admit they are. The government, I'm going to say this again, puts cancer viruses in the vaccines. And the cops are out there writing little old ladies' tickets. That's why I'm angry, because I know those police, by successive approximation and incrementalism, will do anything. When the time comes, they'll pull up with an armored vehicle and say, come out with your hands up or we're going to burn your house down. That's the training for the future. And if I don't, they'll burn me and my family down like Waco, and they'll say I burned myself and my family up. And then and that's how they'll deal with it. And if I come, they'll take me to a re-education camp. That's what all this is segueing into. That's what the new Brad Pitt film is about. We've now read the book. We've got a review coming out. It'll be next week. Where America, communism, they say Marxism is the way. The American people are the number one enemy and must be hunted down and killed. Not the zombies. They say in the book, thank God for the zombies. They help bring down the American people. And they hunt down gun owners that have survived. And you are the number one enemy to be murdered by the United Nations. I mean, it's every book, every movie. This is all they push. It is so sick how they're priming everybody for this. And the U.S. Army trains now to mow down, quote, zombies. See, if they train to mow down American citizens, which I've actually got on tape before, it becomes a controversy. But now, oh, these are people wearing football jerseys and John Deere caps, dressed like Americans, but they're zombies. It's a way to dehumanize and then simulate the killing and prepare that role. It's all programming, see, and I know it. You see, I know it, and I'm mad at the biological androids, zombies, if you would, because it's a metaphor, a revelation of the method where the establishment is explaining to you, you're a zombie. You're a zombie. You know, that cop was not a zombie, actually, and I'm torn because I could tell he wasn't a bad person. And I could tell that when I was sitting there chewing him out, you know, he didn't particularly like it and had this victim complex where he's just doing his job. And, you know, he doesn't like everything that's happening. And here I am being mean to him. It's not about you, buddy. It's about your kids and the future of this country. Because if you will give me a ticket for going 8 miles over the speed limit, then you better arrest illegal aliens when they're drunk driving, and you better arrest them when they've got illegal firearms. And again, it's not that I even dislike the illegal aliens, but why are they above the law? Because the globalists, and I'm going to hold Syria girl a little bit for the next hour. I know her time, it's like 1 a.m. It just makes me physically sick. I was having an okay morning until this happened, and now I am physically sick because, you know, my son was there. And it just makes me think about what a dirtbag country we were turning into when I love this country so much that this isn't freedom. When the government can selectively enforce all over the nation, they're giving children forced inoculations at schools, elementary students. And when parents find out when the kid has a convulsion or whatever, that's usually in the news when it happens, little Bobby, 8, you know, had a convulsion, doctors believe, from the shot. When the mother got to the hospital and demanded to know why, she learned they'd given the shot. They said that despite the fact that she hadn't signed the forms, it was a mistake. And then now it's like, you know what, it's not a mistake. We're just going to do it. California law says we can. Other states where it's not even a law, they just do it. These are vicious, pig-like government scum. These school administrators who are in there to get federal money injecting the kids because they're told by higher ups, you'll be backed up. It's a lawless group. The government's one inch, folks, from just taking your bank accounts and your 401ks. In fact, under Obamacare, they're starting to take 3.8% on top of all the other taxes. That's taxes on after taxes money. We told you it's all going to happen. Look, if you don't have due process and if you don't have fair weights and balances, the Bible talks about, society collapses. And this is what we're turning into. And it disgusts me. It disgusts me that in the future they'll just have a pickup list and they'll scan your license plate and they'll tell the cops, all right, arrest these people coming down this road, and the cops will pull you over, put you in handcuffs, put you in their vehicle, take you to a central facility. The feds will get you, put you in the back of a black van. You're never seen again. That's already going on, by the way. And so it's also the realization of, if I stay in this country, I'm getting down to the zone now where this is not a game. And here's this cop who's so childlike, just like the general public is. It just makes me physically ill. I am physically nauseous right now from this because I can see where America's going. I know what's going to happen. I know I'm right. I want to turn it around. I want things to get better. And I know this is an evil, abortion-loving country, and we're going to hell in a handbasket, and the cops are going to do whatever they're told. Yeah, I don't like the fact illegal aliens, I'm not allowed to arrest them or anything. Oh, but you're going to give me that ticket, aren't you? Yep, sure am. Here it is. That's what they told me. That's policy. And it's policy that the Texas Youth Commission still gets to rape little kids. And it came out in the news, gladiatorial events, raping kids, selling little kids to other people, CPS raping kids. Man, I got a call yesterday from a great source who's got this whole investigation on a bunch of stuff. I got to call him after the show today. And it's, you know, it's jailers killing people in jails. And the guy's like, I got the tape of it. And I'm like, oh, great. It's not like, ooh, I get to prove they're evil. It's like, yeah, I already know. You know what I mean? It's just, oh, but don't worry. I got that ticket, though. Justice was served, boy. I got my ticket. All right, I apologize to Syrian girl. Let me just Guys, I forgot to get water during the break, and my throat's a little bit shot from last week screaming. Will somebody get me water? Thank you. I usually get my own water because I don't want people getting my water. I like to do little things like that myself. It's not like I have butlers around here, but I almost want to put a tank of water or the ProPure right in here with me, right in here in the studio. And speaking of that, we can't guarantee you'll get it by Christmas. Yesterday was the cutoff, but most of you probably will. There's still some left in supply. They're sold out everywhere else and sold out at the factory. But we've got them ProPure. We have the lowest price, 15% off. If you want to trust the government and drink the water they give you in the tap, go ahead. You might as well jump off a cliff. But this is what I use, my family uses. Say 15% off the promo code WATER15. On orders placed after December 10, 2012, may take 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. And they just put a giant out there. It'd probably take a week and a half, 2 weeks, but we're just putting that to be absolutely. I think we're going to change that. They told me a week and a half, 2 weeks. I don't want to overdo it and be disingenuous in an attempt to be truthful. We need to put 2 weeks up there. Anyways, the point is, if you want ProPure, they're available 15% off at InfoWarsShop.com. It's also a great gift, and your purchase supports the broadcast. You can also give right up to Christmas. You can also give 10 memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news and everything for $5.95 a month. That's 59 cents per membership. Great one username and passcode, and you can just give it to people. So, again, get your ProPure water filtration and other water filtration systems like LifeStraw. We have that in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Or get all your shopping done and give people InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Say, hey, here's your documentary film website membership and a card. And, you know, even if your family's lazy and doesn't use it, a lot of them will use it, and you may wake somebody up. It's 59 cents. So 10 memberships, $5.95 a month. Check it out, prisonplanet.tv. And the new site is up. The new redesigned site's even better. It even works better. Almost all the bugs are worked out, prisonplanet.tv. Okay, now going over here to these news articles. Here's McClatchy. Al-Qaeda-linked group Syrian rebels once denied, now key to anti-Assad victories. And then that force, this was a week ago, that force, because Drudge linked to this and to our articles and others and tweeted about it. And let's just give credit where it's due. Al-Qaeda-linked group Syrian rebels wants to deny now key to anti-Assad victories. We told you this a year and a half ago. Here it is, New York Times. Syrian rebels tied to Al-Qaeda play key role in war. And it continues here. Al-Qaeda in Syria, on and on and on. So, and then here's Obama today. Obama moves to undercut Assad, but warns of extremist ties to Al-Qaeda. In a diplomatic shift, President Obama said today's administration now formally recognizes the newly formed Al-Qaeda, leading coalition of Syrian rebels who are fighting to topple Syria's embattled President Bashar Assad. And Hillary's been saying that they need to invade because Al-Qaeda might take over. You got to love it. You put Al-Qaeda in, and you got to invade because Assad's Al-Qaeda. We made the decision that the Syrian opposition coalition is now inclusive enough, is reflective and representative enough, kind of like Al-Qaeda they put in charge of Libya, of the Syrian population, that we consider them the legitimate representatives of the Syrian people in opposition to the Assad regime. And they go on. And then here's our article that was linked on DrudgeReport.com, is linked there now. Bold move to get this out to everybody. Syrian rebels pledge allegiance to Al-Qaeda group that killed U.S. troops. And it's an admitted group that fought U.S. troops in Iraq. But that's okay. They had to be put in as a simulant, even though they were real people killing real troops. That's part of the war. Part of the death is you've got to bring in Al-Qaeda to kill troops so we have an excuse to be there. You pay off the Iraqi military to stand down, then you fight Al-Qaeda, but then actually double team, use Al-Qaeda to attack the Shiites. This is the master plan. It's called full spectrum dominance, playing both sides or all sides. So the point is, this is broken. We're going to break in a few minutes, Syrian girl. We're going to give out your YouTube site and everything else so people can check out the great reportage you're doing. Everything you reported on a year ago has now been proven correct. And you join us now to break down what's happening. But in the 3 minutes we have before we go to break, what do you make of them recognizing that Al-Qaeda is a legitimate government, but then also saying, oh, but we need to go to Syria so Al-Qaeda doesn't get in charge? What do you make of these new developments 22 months in?
You know, I just have to reiterate what you said, because it's so important and so crazy to think, you know, Obama first recognizes this group, Jabhat al-Nusra, and says, oh yeah, this group is al-Qaeda. And then he goes and turns around and recognizes the Syrian rebels as the sole representatives of the Syrian people. And as a Syrian, it's quite disgusting for him to say that al-Qaeda represents me. And, you know, and then 29 groups of these Syrian rebels, 29 groups, turn around and say they pledge allegiance to the same group that Obama said was al-Qaeda, which is Jabhat al-Nusra. So it's basically saying that Obama is directly backing al-Qaeda. I mean, there's no other way to go around this. And I think, you know, we've said this many times as I've come on your show, and I just wanted to add a little bit about what people can do. I know that there's a petition going on right now that is trying to stop the U.S. government from funding al-Qaeda in Syria. And this is what they've been repeating all the time. I mean, they did put them in Iraq. Of course, there was a nationalist struggle against the occupation there between both, which was both Sunni and Shia, and they started off as a secular movement. But they have to inject al-Qaeda in there to divide and conquer, basically, and to take the whole thing. And,
let's be clear, they're recognizing the admitted main al-Qaeda group as the head government. Because there are 20-plus groups, as you were saying. The one headline is 99% of fighters are jihadist al-Qaeda, and they've now pledged allegiance to al-Qaeda. So we'll be right back with Syrian Girl reporting on all this straight ahead and what it means that the U.S. government, traitor-in-chief, now endorses publicly al-Qaeda.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere, with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis, a $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to hotwaterrocket.com. That's hotwaterrocket.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
getting back to Syrian girl, and she's public now. Her full name's out there. She's been on national Australian TV. She's who she says she is. She was one of the former ruling families before Assad came to power, and they basically left the country over that. So she's not a fan of Assad, but watching al-Qaeda brought in out of Saudi Arabia, real al-Qaeda, blowing up churches, killing minority Muslim groups, forcing people to suicide bomb, and I want to explain something here. It is mainstream news. Our article compiles all this with previous reports, and drudgereport.com is linked to it. It's still up there. Syrian rebels pledge allegiance to al-Qaeda group that killed U.S. troops. Petition demands Obama stop supporting terrorists in Syria. And there's petitions against this. Now, this all came to a head when the New York Times started reporting on it and when Drudge forced it out there, along with McClatchy. So now he recognizes them in the face of the petition, well, recognizes them, they're giving them the weapons. And so Syrian girl, slowly but in the short segment for people, go over for folks that just tuned in the name of this group, what they're doing, and how big a deal this is, because you're still a Syrian national. You still would like to be able to go there. I mean, they're claiming that this group now represents you. They're saying al-Qaeda from Saudi Arabia, foreign fighters, on record, that's not debated, that they are your government, they are your leaders, and that they're going to, blow up some more mosques. That's a good thing.
Well, absolutely. Their name is Jihad al-Nusra, but that's just only one group. You know, there's so many groups, and they've all been committing heinous crimes. Just this week, the video that came out where they forced a 10-year-old child to behead two unarmed prisoners. And at the moment, there's a journalist called Anhar Kuchnev. She's Ukrainian. She's captured by them, and they've asked for a $50 million ransom, or they're going to kill her tomorrow, execute her. So they're executing journalists. They are bombing mosques. There's videos of them bombing mosques. And this might seem strange to people to hear that these Islamic extremists are bombing mosques, but then again, they hate many sects of Islam as well. They don't like people who don't follow their exact sects. This is, of course, there are foreign fighters as well, Saudi Arabia, as you mentioned. And I think that part of the whole thing is to make Saudi Arabia and Qatar buy arms from the U.S. and send them to these terrorists. So, in a way, it's war profiteering at the cost of the blood of Syrian people. I do want to, maybe after your break or whenever, go through the reasons why behind Syria is being attacked and why the New World Order sees Syria as a threat or an obstacle to its agenda.
What do you see this as signifying, that they're now publicly recognizing the group and talking about ground troops? Do you still think it's just propaganda to disillusion the Syrian military?
I think the prospect of ground troops definitely is going to be something after the U.S. is sure that there's been enough defections, enough terrorism, the Syrian people are terrorized, that the Syrian military has broken up to the point that their finger is no longer on the trigger to all of Syria's national defenses. I think that it's going to be a prolonged war. So I think, in the long term, yes, they do want to send troops in, but maybe this will be after they succeed in this insurrection and coup, and then they'll say later that, oh,
well, we'll stay there. I want to get into Saudi Arabia.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution
organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.